This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Oxford with you on a Wednesday. It is, we've lost Joe before the segment even began. Aaron, we lost him. Trying to do NFL line movement here, and Joe's gone.
Go ahead.
What's got you? Is it the donkster again?
I don't think I'm going to say it. It's something strange, something that people would not get. So it's not, and it's definitely not worth it. We should talk about some of these line moves though, with the National Football League. Does it feel like we're seeing a lot more earlier movement compared to, well, week one, that doesn't count because that was happening all summer and you didn't have much movement there, but compared to quote overreaction week two, we didn't see a lot of movement earlier in the week, but this week we're seeing a bunch of favorites flip. Last week it was late. It was kind of final injury report Saturday and then Sunday morning. But for week three, it's like people are not messing around now. They're willing to get down it. And maybe they have stronger opinions with a larger sample size.
Yes. You're right. I think it was maybe last week, we didn't see much at all, right? A couple games just sat. Maybe week one too, but week one is a different kind of week because everything's bet all summer. But we just saw some lines sit. This week, Aaron, we're seeing movement already in a lot of these games.
Yeah, and I have heard some bettors say that they do like to wait a couple weeks before they start betting just to see, you know, who's who in the league. So maybe, and maybe the public's getting a little sharper. They're jumping on things earlier. I mean, it could be a combination of things.
Yeah, one of the ones we saw from yesterday to today, Rams down from 4 to 3.5 against the Cardinals. That one is on the move a little bit here. Packers at BetMGM now only a 1.5-point underdog. That one, we're moving towards a pick 'em there in Green Bay and Tampa Bay. The total in that game is only 42. The Mike Evans situation, injuries at tackle for the Bucs. So that's an interesting one. I still can't get out of my head that Packers Bucs and Falcons Seahawks, same total of 42. Same total. Brady Rodgers, Geno Smith, Marcus Mariota. Same totals on both of those games. I understand there's more than just the quarterbacks, but that the total in that Green Bay-Tampa game, if you had told me that before the season, I would have said, you're crazy. 42 points? It's so
I mean, Mariota has looked pretty good. Can't really say the same for Geno Smith, so I don't know how how they're even scoring in that game. But yeah, I agree. That is head scratching. Overreaction?
Yeah, is it an overadjustment?
Yeah.
You think it's an overadjustment?
I do. I mean, four quarters of football for Brady and Rodgers, I think they get to 43 points in the game.
Well, I mean, my point is 21-10-1 on unders in 2 weeks. So there's going to be an adjustment. Is it an overadjustment? It's always going to go the other way. Is this the time? Is this the basement floor? Maybe it is. We see a bunch of 30s. Tomorrow night, Dallas Giants. It wouldn't shock me if Houston, Chicago, New Orleans, Carolina close in the 30s either.
Yeah. I can't imagine there were many weeks last year where we had three or four games close in the 30s. That usually get one of those a week, if any. Right, 39, 39.5, 40. We have a lot this week. All right, let's talk through some possible teaser ideas for this week with, you know, considering the line movement we have right now. What's jumping out to you guys as possible teaser options for this week? We got a lot of lower numbers, so I think this is a week we could play around with it. And it's interesting because I think people will go one of two ways this week. You could take favorites down, but that, you know, last week that was a Bengals idea, and that blew up on a lot of people. I feel like this week people will tease the Chiefs down to 0.5 point. Some could you could tease the Vikings to a pick 'em if you want to. There's those kind of games out there where I could see people doing that. I'm not sure that's the best play. Eagles, I'm sure will be a popular tease, right? From 6.5 down to a half. Just get them to win the game against the Commanders. What? Let's start there. Chargers, 7-point favorite. Do you like any of those ideas? Because those last week, the Bengals idea was a disaster, right? In week one, the 49ers in that same spot was a disaster for people. Are those landmines?
I think the easiest thing to do, Chargers, I would not, because the questions about the health of the quarterback, maybe we'll get some clarity today. Those are worrisome. Like, would it be shocking if Jacksonville goes to the Chargers where you have like no home field and they pull off the upset and improving Trevor Lawrence coming off a big win? They got a lot of confidence rolling right now. They are traveling across the country. Would it shock you guys if Jacksonville were to beat the Chargers on Sunday? Wouldn't shock me.
No.
The Chargers kind of feels like a stay away for the Herbert situation. Yeah. I'm just not interested in that. That's a pass for me.
Well, I think the starting point is the lowest totals, and I'm removing Pittsburgh, Cleveland. The number doesn't make any sense to tease that number with where it sits here now. Dallas, New York Giants. Do you trust Cooper Rush? It's a total that's below 40. It's a divisional matchup. You go from Cowboys +2.5 to +8.5. We're going through the 3 and the 7. Are the Cowboys an interesting teaser? Like,
I think the Cowboys could win this game outright.
Okay.
I mean, the Giants are not that impressive, right? They're 2-0, but they're 2-0, but barely. I mean, they could easily be 0-2, and it's the same Giants team. I think Jones has played pretty well. Not great, but pretty well. But have they been impressive on offense down to down? I don't think so. Now you have Micah Parsons coming in, division game. I like the Cowboys teaser because I think they're live to win the game.
Yeah. Aaron, Cowboys, yes or no?
Yeah, I don't hate that one. I have one that's a little kind of breaking the rules a little bit. What about the Bengals to +1 and the Chiefs to -0.5? So basically, I just think the Bengals and the Chiefs will win, so I'm just teasing them down.
Right, right. Where's that Bengals number
crazy?
Right now? It's not crazy.
-5? Yeah.
I mean, we all like the Bengals this week. So that's, yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah. I just think they're going to cover the number, you know?
So
I think they're
don't
gonna
have
cover
to
that
put
number.
Them in a, yeah, they probably don't need to be in a teaser at -120.
I mean, I guess both games. Like Joe, for that, it's not so much the side that we're wary of, but it's just the principle of what going through zero. You're basically giving up 2 points of value. Is that kind of the with a 6 point teaser there? Because you're going through
you
zero.
Just don't need, yeah. Like why lay whatever 120 or whatever
when you can just bet them individually at -110. Yeah.
So what you'd probably. I wonder if you compare it. Just taking the money lines, like if you did a two-team parlay with the money lines there,
Let's
did you get
see.
A better
Hold
price
on.
Than teasing?
I'm thinking no, but maybe.
Yeah.
You do, +100. Great idea.
Go. So then you're not wasting a teaser.
I'll just do that.
That could be a good look. To go to the low totals, back to that for a second. I'm going to have the Falcons in teasers this week. Probably every teaser I do, and maybe it gets blown up on me, but Falcons getting 8. Are we sure the Seahawks are even better than the Falcons? I don't think they are.
I kind of think that the Falcons should be favored in this game. Or, you know, like a pick 'em. So I agree with you. And if you tease Atlanta with the current number and a low total, you're getting through the 3 and the 7. So that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I agree with the Falcons.
Seahawks are going to cover 8?
Yeah.
Come on now. They haven't scored in 6 quarters. They haven't scored a touchdown in 6 quarters.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that for sure. So Falcons at Seattle. That's one. Okay, what about a home team? We gave a couple of roads that we like. What about a home team? Carolina. Carolina. It's 3 now. We can get it to 9. It opened at 2.5. So the opening number, you follow the teaser rules here, but just Carolina at home, moving it up. I know, Paul, but we're getting 9, 8.5, 9.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Carolina's painful. They are painful. They should not be as bad as they are. I like it. I don't think they're this bad. I don't think, like, if a kick goes a different way, they're 1-1 or 2-0.
I think they're alive to win this game. I hate it, but they're probably going to win.
Jameis is hurt, playing hurt. Home team, yes. Paul, what do you think? Paul, your mic's off.
That's what I have to say about the Panthers, actually. That worked perfectly.
I thought Paul was deep in thought. Like, he really had to compose himself. If he was going to curse. He had to really think about it.
I hate it. I mean, it's the right play, and they could definitely win this game. I just hate it. It's just painful, and it's going to be a miserable existence. And if they can't score, they're going to lose by 20. But
I hear we'll you. See. Okay, we just went over the Davis Mills splits. We got a team getting 9 against the Bears.
I know. I have to tease the Texans. I mean, let me ask you, I'll just put it this way. I know it doesn't work exactly like this, but if I said to you, forget tease, if I just said these words to you, Bears -8.5 on Sunday, which side would you be on?
Oh, come on. I think this is the only time the Bears will be favored all season. Because on the look-ahead lines, the other game they were favored in was 1.5 at home against the Lions. They're not going to be favored in that game when we get to it. There's no way. It's going to be the only game all year the Bears are favored.
Yep.
You got to tease that.
Texans outright.
Lovey?
Ooh.
Lovey. Okay, I will point out that the Lovey revenge spot did not work in 2014 with the Bucks. It did not work in 2015 with the Bucks.
Third time's a charm.
Aren't the Bears the better coach team? Like, couldn't this be a Bears spot inside of a field goal? -2.5. God. Now, is it one of one man. Of our five? Hey, you're telling me about the Panthers, all right? So back at you.
I think Paul's falling in love with the Bears. The pass rush win rate inside of a field goal.
Is this Davis Mills on the road? 2021 Panthers?
The Bears? How dare you?
He hates the Bears more than anyone.
I have standards.
Quickly. On Monday morning in Chicago, if the Bears win the game, is the P word out there? 2-1 Bears.
2-1 Bears?
They'd be 2-1, right? They're 1-1.
Yeah. No, you know what it's going to be. You know what it's going to be? It's going to be in the hunt. It's going to be the in the hunt.
Always.
And it's gonna be so in the hunt graphic. They're in the hunt.
I hate it so much.
It's going to rain on Sunday. Just saying.
Fields is a mutter.
His mutter was a mutter.
His mutter was a mutter?
It is going to rain once in the next 10 days in Chicago, and it's going to be on Sunday.
I'm just saying. If it rains, God, Paul, we need another to check the weather report. If it's going to rain, I'm betting the Bears.
Got to.
Rain team.
Yeah,
we have that sample size of one. You got to bet them every time it rains. Guys, we can get the Packers +7.5. What do we think?
Yes. I think they're going to win.
Wow. I don't. But okay. Why? What about this matchup?
Well, their offense still looks not right. Their offensive tackle situation is bad. Good pass rush, good defense coming in with the Packers. I think this game is won by the Packers. I think they have more right now across the board. They have more. The weapons on offense, they have a little bit more. Defense, I think they match up better. The Bucks defense might be better, but I think they win it.
Okay. Does anyone have the guts to tease the Broncos to 7.5?
I want no part of my money on Nathaniel Hackett. He goes nowhere near it.
Yeah, I agree. I did tease the Niners when they were at 2.5. So, like, do I now with Falcons? So now do I do the Broncos with the Falcons and try and double up? Probably not, because Nathaniel Hackett. But
can I read you
this?
Think
it could be a blowout?
I sent you the headline yesterday. Thank goodness Russell Wilson grabbed Wheel of Clown Car from clueless Broncos coach Nathaniel Hackett. So I read the article. How about this line? In spite of so much brain freeze by Hackett that I'm beginning to wonder if his gray matter is made of Dippin' Dots. This has got to stop, said Hackett, looking as if he needs a hug.
Is that Mike Kliss?
Yes, it's Mike Kliss.
Dude is getting dragged.
He's got takes. that guy's Hackett covered the Broncos crazy. Forever. Is he still a beat reporter? I don't think that's a columnist.
The front office. He's got front office.
That guy's connected. No doubt.
I can't bet 100%. On a guy with Dippin' Dots for brains. Can't do it. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Oxford, Becky Dippin' Well, Daly, Dots. College Football Futures next.